Hey, this is Russell Brunson. Welcome back to the Marketing Secrets Podcast. I am in the middle right now of the Traffic Secrets book launch, which means I'm doing podcast interviews, Facebook Lives, a million different things, publishing everywhere, and having a lot of fun doing this virtual book tour from the quarantine of my home, because right now we are in the middle of the coronavirus, and so everyone's locked away at home, and it's been kind of a nice chance to sit down and only focus on publishing and talking and sharing sharing stories about the book. So that's kind of what's happening right now. What's interesting is something came out of one of the interviews I wasn't planning on. I've talked a lot in the past about how your dream customers are either moving towards pleasure or away from pain. And the interviewer asked me how that relates to today's market. And my answer kind of surprised me. And when I got done, I was like, that turned out to be really cool. I need to share that on the podcast. So we're dedicating a whole episode to that. So with that said, I'm going to keep the theme song. When we come back, I'm going to talk about what's happening in this economic time and how understanding if your customer is moving towards pleasure or away from pain can change everything for you.
So the big question is this. How are entrepreneurs like us who didn't cheat and take on venture capital, who are spending money from our own pockets, how do we market in a way that lets us get our products and our services and the things that we believe in out to the world and yet still remain profitable? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Russell Brunson, and welcome to Marketing Secrets.
All right, so as you know, in most decisions, most people make their decisions based on one of two things. Either they're trying to move towards pleasure, or they're moving away from pain. And what's interesting is in the last 8 to 10 years, the economic market has been amazing, right? It's been awesome, super successful. And so because of that, people have a lot of certainty, they feel comfortable. And so because of that, a lot of people, when they're making their buying decisions, are making their decisions moving towards pleasure, right? Like they want a bigger house. They want to live happier. They want to be, you know, they want to get 6-pack abs. They want to feel good. They want to like make more money. Like they're making decisions towards pleasure. What's interesting though, is now that this whole coronavirus hit, there's been this huge shift. Now everybody has shifted where there's fear, there's uncertainty, right? When there's uncertainty in the market, it causes people fear and pain. And what's interesting is that even 2 weeks ago, most people were making their decisions moving towards pleasure, where today, most people are now making decisions about moving away from pain. So what does that mean for you? It means for you, you gotta look back and say, okay, are the products and the services that I'm selling right now, are they helping people to get out of pain? Okay, am I positioning them 100% in a way to get towards pleasure, right? Like when I started the Traffic Secrets book launch, my plan was to, for the most part, talk about getting moving towards pleasure. Like if you want your business to grow, you need more customers. If you want, if you want to make more money, if you want like all those kind of things, that was going to be the message of the Traffic Secrets book launch. Little did I know that the day the book launch happened, that most of the world was going to go in quarantine. We all be living out of our homes and freaking out. And what's crazy is the day before the book launch, I did a Facebook Live to the ClickFunnels community talking about the coronavirus and you know how we can thrive during these economic times. And I kind of went deep in that. In fact, I shared it here on the podcast so you guys had a chance to listen to it. And right before the call, like literally like a minute before I jumped on that Facebook Live, Dean Graziosi jumped on and he said something really, really powerful. He said, you know, during the last crash, he's like, before the crash happened, there were 50 guys on infomercials talking about how to make money in real estate. He's like, I was one of 50 guys. He said, and then the markets crashed, everything fell apart, the economy got destroyed. And he's like, when all was said and done, he's like, within a year, I was the only person still on TV. And everyone's like, how are you making it work? Our ads don't work anymore, our commercials don't work. And he said, the thing that I've discovered that everybody else missed is he's like, everyone else, their ads were talking about moving towards pleasure, right? Like how to make money in real estate, how to set up your family for success, like how to get rich, like you know, all these things. He said, I shifted my message from real estate is how to get rich to real estate is a life preserver. It's how you protect yourself in a down economy. And he's like, I shifted my message to how my product or my service is a life preserver. My product was the same, but how I marketed it was different. And I think that was the big aha today was like, you have to understand right now is that we're in a time, and I don't know how long this is going to last, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, who knows? But we're in a time right now where people have fear, right? And so they're not going to be making as many decisions moving towards pleasure, and they are making decisions moving out of pain. So how can you position your product instead of being this huge thing, you know, how to be moving towards pleasure, but how can you make it a life preserver that gets them out of pain? And if you look at the way we've been promoting Traffic Secrets from the Facebook Lives, the podcast interviews, all the things I'm doing right now, I keep telling people, literally, the Traffic Secrets book is a life preserver. your business is going to drown if you don't have customers. And this book is about is how to, it's creating a life preserver for you to be able during these crazy times to still have customers coming in your door. It's just a little shift, but I think it's so essential for everybody to understand. So again, if you think about this, and again, literally section one of the secret number one in the Traffic Seekers book, I talk about figuring out your dream customer, and then are they moving towards pleasure or away from pain, and then marketing your ads towards those. And when I wrote that chapter, it was again in a good time, and I was saying, look, you had to write different ads to the people moving away from pain than you do the people moving towards pleasure, and you target them differently. Okay, but today I would suggest that, you know, before it was probably 80-20, where 80% of people are moving towards pleasure and 20% made the decisions moving away from pain. I would say today it's probably flipped, where it's probably 80% of people are making decisions about moving that move them out of pain and out of discomfort, and 20% are making their decisions about moving towards pleasure. And so it's your job to come in there and to be that voice that's going to help them to get out of pain, that's going to help them to have faith and hope in a brighter future and things like that. And so the question for you is, how can you reposition? How can you rebrand? How can you market your product differently as a life preserver as opposed to a magic pill? Anyway, I hope that helps you guys in whatever part of the journey you're in, however you're serving. This is probably the most vital, most important time for all of us who are gatherers to gather our people. I did a podcast a couple years ago talking about how we're all gatherers, right? We gather people and then we serve them. And I always said I feel like my role is I'm the gatherer of gatherers. I'm gathering all these gatherers. And I'm trying to the best of my ability to set an example. Okay. You've noticed I've gone, I don't know where you follow me at, but I've gone live on Facebook every day since this whole thing's happened. Like, I'm going live trying to spread hope, trying to show the future, trying to show how to navigate these crazy times, giving people some faith in a better world. Because if the only thing we've got right now is a faith in this craziness, it's going to be scary for people, and it's going to be a hard time. So it's important for us who are publishing, who have a voice, to put our voice out there and to share and to talk and to give people comfort. So anyway, hope that helps. Your people need you. It's time for you. Don't be quiet. They need you. They need what you got. So go out there and tell them to them. All right, you guys, that's what I got for you guys today. Hope you're doing amazing. If you don't have the book yet for some insane reason, go to trafficseekers.com. We're doing pre-launch right now. The books are literally free. You cover the shipping and handling. I paid for the books. And then we ship them out to you. The ship date's not until May 5th. But the book, if you go right now, you can get the book. You can download it. The order form bump is the audiobook. I spent 3 days in the studio reading it, 7 hours long, so you can listen to the audiobook immediately. You can plug it in. I had a ton of people who have already finished the audiobook who told me it's really good, so that makes me happy. And then on the there's a bunch of like amazing bonuses if you go. There's 3 or 4 presentations, excuse me, from Funnel Hacking Live that I think you're gonna love. That are also part of the bonus when you get the product. So anyway, regardless, it's time to for you guys to get your life preserver. Go to trafficseekers.com and get it. All right, thanks you guys. Appreciate you all, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye everybody. Hey everybody, this is Russell again, and really quick, I wanted to invite you to join arguably the best thing that we've ever put out inside the ClickFunnels community, and it is a challenge we call the One Funnel Away Challenge. You know, everyone in their business, in their life, they're one funnel away from something. Some of you guys are one funnel away from quitting your job. Some of you guys are one funnel away from getting more impact. Some of you guys are a funnel away from growing your company to the next level. And so we created this challenge to help you to create and launch your first or your next funnel. No matter where you are in your business, this challenge is going to help you. It's going to help you understand the strategy, help you understand the tactics, help you understand all the things you need to be successful with your funnel. So what I recommend you do right now is stop everything, pause this audio, go online and go to onefunnelaway.com. That's onefunnelaway.com and join the next challenge. There's a challenge starting in the next few days, so go get started right now. onefunnelaway.com.